What's going on, everybody? It's Tuesday. Show Me the Money Club live Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern to 3 p.m. Pacific, right here, pretty much everywhere, and all major podcasting platforms. If you want to get the audio version only, what's going on, Sergio? How you doing today?
Hey, doing excellent, excellent. Have a great show today, yep. And we have a guest, and it's all good.
Well, let's get into the rundown and go over what we're going to talk about. So we have, yes, as Sergio just said, we have our guest, Rob. He is the CEO of OpenBay, and Lyft and OpenBay just announced something big earlier. And so we got him on to talk about that and what's going to be for you guys as drivers. So we're going to be bringing him on in just a few moments. Then we're going to be talking about Uber playing hardball with personal injury lawyers. You know, those people who you hear ever get into an accident with an Uber. Make sure you call us so we can screw you. All right, Lyft introducing favorite driver feature, and also Uber starts to match with female drivers with female riders. And then we're going to be talking about why are many Uber and Lyft driver cars getting repossessed lately? What's going on with that? I'm sure a lot of people have seen the video that comes out, but we're going to be talking about that. Matt's Corner, he's got his own little thing now here. He doesn't like Lyft's priority mode and proves it. Well, that's a tiny little difference between what Matt has to say and then what Joe has to say. So after the after this video, go check out Joe's video talking about priority mode, what he has to say about that. But that's that. But then we're going to be talking about this rider wished she could give her Uber driver negative 3 stars. I don't know why you wouldn't just say negative 5, but yeah. And then our driver's corner is what you wish you could say to riders but don't. So again, this was Joe's video from this past Saturday. If you have not watched that, a link for that is going to be in the description below, so you can go check that out. But yeah, it's basically as what it says. You know, what happens when a rider does something stupid, or, you know, is late or has too many people or whatever it might be. What do you wish you could say that you just hold back? Maybe you do say it. I don't know. But either way, we're going to be talking about that, bringing you guys on, and let's have a little fun there. So yeah, that's our rundown. And with that being said, let's bring Rob on right now. Rob, how you doing?
Hey, Chris. Hey, Sergio.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Doing well. Hot in Boston.
Yeah, I know you're doing well. I know OpenBay is doing well, better than yesterday anyway. But so I've known you for, I don't know, about a couple of years now. Yeah. And a long time coming. Good work. Congratulations. But you will announce that. But let's start with introducing yourself personally, your career, what you've done previously before OpenBay, and what OpenBay is and what the company does.
Yeah, I mean, you could classify me as a serial entrepreneur. I've started 3 other companies other than OpenBay. We won't get into what those are, but I really want to focus on OpenBay today. When you think about OpenBay, think about it as a matchmaking platform. If you have a specific year, make, and model vehicle, we'll match you with service professionals that can service your vehicle and provide the service that you need. We're nationwide. We have all of the major brands on our platform, like Goodyear, your Pep Boys, Monroe's of the world, and Take Fives. And it's taken a long time to build this thing. And we finally got to a point where we've got great coverage across the country. We've got an amazing platform and everything's working beautifully.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it is. And, you know, as you know, our audience is 99.9% drivers, right? And a lot of them are full-time, and we know we bring the tool to work. Our tool is the car, and things break. Things go wrong, right? And not everybody's driving a brand new car, which we always say you should not be buying a new car to do right here. Right. So you said all the majors so the services obviously are for maintenance, right?
Yeah. In the last year or so, we expanded beyond repair and maintenance. So we have glass, we have car washes, collision, roadside assistance. So we've got a lot more services on the platform. And you need those services because that's what people need for their vehicle for operational purposes. So really listen to our customers and delivering those services on a platform where it's a few clicks, you book an appointment and go. It's really a frictionless process.
Yeah. I talk to a lot of drivers, obviously, during the week and over the years. you know, a lot of these companies that are going through the major two, let's say the duopoly, I call it, Uber and Lyft, some of them have a pushback, but I'll ask that question a little bit later. So today was a big day for OpenBay. I knew this a couple of days ago, but, you know, it was under embargo, I'm sure. And here it is. So tell us a little bit about this exclusive relationship with Lyft and its driver population of probably about 1 million plus in the U.S.
Yeah. So, I mean, Lyft is all about delivering benefits to their drivers. I know there's a lot of complaints about take rates and how much money they can make in a given month, but you have to really look at, you know, what it costs to operate a vehicle. And we'll get into that in a second. But yeah, the program is all about earning points and getting those points to convert to automotive services and do those through the OpenBay platform nationwide. So we started a pilot program earlier this year. It went really well, and then we launched it across the country. And now drivers that are earning points in specific areas can convert those or redeem those points for these services. And Lyft actually picks up the tab, which is really nice, because when you think about the expenses involved in maintaining a vehicle, that really eats into your net revenue in a given month. So by reducing the amount of expenses for a driver, you're actually increasing your net revenue, right? So mm-hmm. So these programs are really about benefiting the driver.
Yeah. Well, a couple of months ago, we talked about it on the show. Lyft did change their point system. It used to be that it was really difficult to move up in tiers by collecting points, which would be like the other day would say, drive between 7 and 10 a.m., you get the point. But if you drive after 10 a.m., you won't get the point. But now they simplified the thing. And anytime you drive, wherever you drive, a point is a point. You get a point for each dollar you earn, and simple as that. And that would probably help a lot of drivers, part-time or full-time, and to collect points so they can use, you know, maintain their cars properly and use OpenBay services.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the, you know, we live and breathe this every day. So when you look at what it costs to maintain a vehicle, you know, you look at the AAA rates, usually anywhere between 9 and 11 cents a mile. And when you talk to these drivers that are driving anywhere from 26,000 to 60,000 miles per year. I think I asked you one time, like, how many miles do you see some of these drivers driving? And I think you said a number even higher than that.
Yeah.
But these expenses could range anywhere from $2,500 to over $5,000 a year just to maintain your vehicle.
Yeah.
So if you're putting that many miles on your car and you're doing it for Lyft and you're earning these points and the points convert to automotive benefits, you're actually reducing that cost significantly, because oil changes are, you know, a little over $100 depending upon the car you drive. Car washes, if you want to keep your car clean or maintain it, especially during the winter months, to get the salt off that car. These are maintenance events that you have to do to maintain that vehicle, and Lyft is picking up the tab through this program. So I think it's a win-win for Lyft. It's a win-win and for the driver.
Well, when you say Lyft is picking up the tab, I mean,
through the points,
right? So if you're short points, you're not going to get it. So give us a little flavor about how the transition is. So let's say I'm a Lyft driver. I have 1,000 points. I want to get an oil change. Like, what is there a scale, like 1,000
points? Yeah, so I don't know what the conversions are on the Lyft app, but the way the Lyft app works is as you accumulate points, certain things go from gray to enable within the app, certain buttons or tiles.
Right.
And there are gift card rewards, like your Starbucks and McDonald's, or whatever they, I don't know specifically what those are. But for us, you know, you car washes, the tile for car washes get enabled when you earn enough points, or an oil change tile gets enabled. And basically you just click that tile, you get brought. So we're embedded in the Lyft app. So you get pushed over, not pushed. You're basically, you come over to the OpenBay platform. We know your location. You actually put in your zip code, because you can be anywhere because you're a driver. And then what we do is we serve up service professionals near you where you can book your appointment and show up and get service. And then the shop already knows that you're a Lyft driver through OpenBay and not to charge you for that service because it's through the Lyft Rewards program. It's all buttoned up pretty tightly.
Okay. So our audience is very skeptical when it comes to Uber, Lyft, and any company that's offered through the app, especially when it comes to rental companies and things like that, because their experience has not been that good. A lot of drivers that I talk to, and I don't want you to mention names, but I'll mention it. It's okay. There are competitors of yours that are offering similar services through the other app, right? The other company. And a lot of drivers that I talk to, they go like, well, I'm not getting a discount. If I can get it done myself, I would get it cheaper. Like, why do I have to go through, jump through hoops and, you know, use the other guy's
There's a lot of holes in some of our competition's platforms. I mean, some of the, without naming names, Sergio, there are hidden fees to use the platform, the competitor's platform. There are, the retail pricing is not accurate. The discounts are not accurate. We are completely transparent. So in other words, whatever the price is from a Goodyear or Pep Boys or the local mom and pop, that's the price that we serve to the customer. We don't manipulate the pricing at all. There are no hidden fees. And most importantly, and this is really key to a driver, we don't take payment on the platform, unlike our competition. And we used to take payment. And Chris, this is a little story for you. So when our platform was designed to take payments on the platform, if a driver had a $300 service, so we would put a hold on the credit card for $300 because that was how the platform worked. And these drivers have, you know, limits in terms of how much credit they have on their credit card. And so when they went to buy, so they would book their service on OpenBay, and when they went to get a cup of coffee the next day, they couldn't even buy a cup of coffee because their credit card was maxed out. So we made a decision a couple of years ago to eliminate all payments on our platform. It's just like OpenTable, where you pick your restaurant, you make your booking, and you go. Same thing on OpenBay. You pick your service, pick your shop, and go. There's no payment. You pay at the shop. So we're not manipulating any pricing whatsoever. And The other thing is that discounts come directly from the shop. So, you know, that's one of the things we negotiated.
Okay. No, I mean, because I wanted to hear that from you, how the process works. So if I'm a Lyft driver, and obviously I'm onboarded with Lyft, do I have to give OpenBay all my information as well, or do I just go through the Lyft app? And
you just go through the Lyft app.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because a lot of drivers are not skeptical, but nervous about sharing their information, emails, and the account numbers, and this and that kind of thing.
Well, we don't require any credit card information or anything like that. You know, if you came to our site right now, all we would ask for is an email address and your first name, and you can start using OpenBay. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. So there is a question that I want to put up because I will never hear the end of it, and you will save me from receiving 50,000 emails next week. So do me a favor, answer this question. So then how does OpenBay get paid, and how Lyft benefits? They aren't doing this purely for driver benefits. See what I mean? These are the types of questions
we're going to get now. So when a driver redeems a car wash or a driver redeems an oil change, Lyft funds those services. So we get an invoice from the shop or from the car wash company, and we pay that invoice. So funds come directly through OpenBay to that vendor. That's how this whole thing works. And we take out a small fee on that, but that it comes out of Lyft's pocket.
Yeah. Okay. Again, you know, congratulations. I mean, I think this is a big deal for OpenBay without a question. And I know it's been a long time coming for you guys. And, you know, we have a couple of minutes remaining. I'll give you the floor, you know, tell us why this is such a wonderful thing for drivers and how they can truly, truly benefit if you're a Lyft driver, obviously.
Well, I go back to there's three buckets. When you think about operating a vehicle, there's really three buckets. There's your fixed expenses, your event-driven expenses, and your variable expenses. Your fixed expenses are your loans and your insurance and all that. And then the event is if you have to get towed or in a collision. But your variable expense, which is your repair and maintenance, upkeep on the vehicle, I think that's where OpenBay can help the driver reduce the amount of expenses, thereby increasing their net income. So through the rewards program, you get your oil changes and car washes paid for. If you come to OpenBay, you can get other services at a discount. So if you need brakes or other services on your vehicle, all of those things are available at a discount. And again, this is all for the driver. We have a lot of Lyft drivers on our platform, and we get great reviews from drivers.
Okay, cool. Well, congrats again. We'll have you on again at some point for an update. And I'm sure Lyft is pretty happy about it, because I don't think they had an exclusive benefits provider on their platform. They had somebody, and then they got rid of them, and then now they got you. And hopefully this relationship is a long-lasting one.
I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for coming on, Rob.
Thank you, Sergio. Thank you, Chris. It's a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. So that is OpenBay and Rob, who is the CEO. And if you want more information on OpenBay, you can go to their website. Link is going to be in the description below. You can check that out. And I see Zach. Zach, what's going on? I just heard your upcoming episode on Thursday.
It was a good one. It's a good one. He's swimming in cash.
I believe it.
Some bitch is swimming in cash, bro. Let me tell you.
I believe it.
He's addicted now.
just to mention that, since we're talking about Thursday's episode, is going to feature Zach from Zach's Drives Fast, and it is our next Behind the Wheel. And of course, Sergio is the one who interviews everybody when it comes to Behind the Wheel. He loves talking to different drivers and getting their story and what's going on and all that good stuff. So if you have a great story, obviously get hold of Sergio.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, so listen, folks, we're running short on candidates. We need to put at least 3 weeks of it in the can. So we have one coming up this week, but we don't have anything next week. So however many of you in the chat, shoot me an email, Sergio@therideshareguy.com. I'll send you a Zoom link, but also send me a paragraph of what you specifically want to talk about. It could be about anything. It doesn't matter. It could be about Uber driving, Lyft driving. It could be, whatever. So you guys go watch a couple, or specifically the one coming up on Thursday. You'll get the gist of it. You get the idea of, what it is about. It's all about featuring a driver. You could be a newbie, you could be a veteran, whatever. And we'll just have a chat of about 20, 30 minutes, and then we'll put it on the channel. We don't edit. We don't stop you from saying bad things, good things, whatever it is you need to say. Get it off your chest. Look at it as like a half hour shrink couch session or something like that. And that's what it is. So email me, Sergio@therideshareguy.com. And we'll get it done.
Yep. Steph also commented saying, learn from BTW episodes. Yeah, it's a great way, because there's so many different drivers that are doing different things, and each area is different. So it's great to be able to talk with different drivers, see what they're doing, see what works, what may not work, and how they're making it work in their area, even though it may be completely opposite from every other part in the country. Like our good friend Donnie, 100% acceptance rate and loves it. And it works for him in Biloxi, Mississippi, but it may not work in 99.99% of the other world. There's always little nuggets and stuff.
Yeah. Before we move on to the topics, can I just, because these are related to OpenBay and I don't want to forget, let's put these three questions up that I highlighted so we don't have to do it at the end. We'll give our drivers more time on the driver's corners. OpenBay directly or indirectly taking kickbacks from service providers. Mike, that's none of your business. It's a business. They have to make money somehow. I'm not sure that question is even relevant. We're a business. You're a business. I mean, you do private trips, off the platform things, and that's a ridiculous question, really. Do they sell data? Lyft has your data. If they wanted to sell the data, they would have sold you. They are selling your data already. So I don't know if anybody else is doing anything different.
I think the real question is, do you have Facebook? Because if you're worried about data, get off Facebook.
Are you on the internet? You're getting sold. And
if you have an LG TV or a smart TV, Yeah. It's stealing what you're watching. Yeah. I mean,
and this one, last one, of course, Lyft can pay for some things with our money from pay that we don't get. Not sure, honestly. Again,
you know, it's look, honestly, it's a good deal. And everybody's like, oh, you know, fuck Lyft and fuck Uber. And, you know, everything they do is for the benefit. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the times that's what they do, but sometimes they actually put a little something in there that may be actually good, but because the well's so poisoned, everybody's like, oh, this is going to suck. There's problems with it. You know, money, blah, blah, whatever it might be, whatever your fucking complaint is, it's like, come on. You know, it's a way where it's like, yeah, you know, let's look at some of the things that they were talking about before when it came to these benefits. I said, I don't give a shit about these benefits because nothing in there is for me. And how is that going to do? Now they're giving these points that you can trade in for money. And, you know, what's the biggest expense when it comes to a rideshare driver? Your car. So if you're able to get things that are going to your car paid for by somebody else, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I agree. But you know, you don't work for free either, Mike. Do you? I mean, do you work for free? You don't work for free. So you want OpenBay to provide you services, build a website, create the connections for free. Again, I'm not defending OpenBay. I'm just kind of not getting the thought process here. You know, who works for free? I don't work for free.
Honestly, I think so many people are blackpilled right now that you just kind of like need to like let some things go, and not everything is bad. Like, look for the good in things. Because that's a good thing. Because if you're getting all these points and you're like, oh, what the hell am I going to use it for? A freaking cookie at Starbucks, or, you know, no, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to get my cookie from Subway. I'm not going to get my coffee from Starbucks. Oh, but I can get an oil change and it's covered. Not too bad. Oh, I can make some cash. Not too bad.
Yeah. So last but not least, this caps it all, Chris. Driving for Uber and Lyft is like driving for free. Well, I still see you driving. I don't think you deleted the app.
Why are you driving?
Yet. Delete the app.
Mike, why are you driving? Real question. If you're saying you're driving for free, why are you driving?
I don't know. Delete the app. Tomorrow morning, delete the app. Go get a W-2. Because in that mindset, you know, your riders are not going to be too happy about the way, you know, you treat them probably too. You know, look, man. The business is the business. You either do it or you don't do it, but do it with an attitude that actually doesn't give you a heart attack or a stroke, because there's too much stress. Driving is already stressful, you know?
No. Oh, I love the comments. You know, I'm going to be laughing like Sydney Sweeney is laughing right now.
Yeah. Bro, anyway.
All the way to the bank.
We deal with it. We deal with it. Anyway, all right, let's go to the topics.
All right, so let's go to our topic, and Uber is playing hardball with some personal injury attorneys, which, I mean, could be a good thing.
Yeah, well, this actually is pretty close to home for me, because if you are a driver in L.A., and whoever is in L.A. would know this massive PI firm, personal injury lawyer. His name is Jacob Amrani, and you cannot get away from his billboards, because Chris, he sponsors the Lakers, bro.
Damn,
that's how big he is. So Uber said, you know how Uber says 45% of commercial insurance or expenses in LA is going to commercial insurance. So because these lawyers, the Uber complains that lawyers, you know, ambulance chasers are just, you know, going after Uber, and they're staging these accidents, and they're working with chiropractors and doctors, and this is a lot of the fraudulent stuff is happening in there. Well, they finally filed a federal lawsuit, and he's the head defendant. So when you look at your receipt using a rideshare app in California, specifically Uber, 32% of your fare goes to covering government-mandated accident insurance. In LA County, Uber says 45%. It compared to 5% in Massachusetts or Washington, D.C. So a lawsuit filed by Uber in federal court on Monday aims to address this situation. And so last paragraph is Uber suing well-known personal injury attorneys, Jacob Amrani and Downtown LA Law Group. I know both Igor Fredkin, I don't know him personally, but I've seen many. If you drive on the freeways, bro, you just can't get away. Every other billboard is Jacob Imrani. For fraud, mm-hmm. accusing them of operating their own network of medical providers, they send clients to, including QSK, Spine in Encino, and Radiant Surgery Center in Sherman Oaks. So Uber is finally, you know, taking the bull by the horn and saying enough is enough. Now, you know, it's a lawsuit. They have to prove it, right? And the other side is not weak either in this case. This will be a good fight to watch, actually. Uber versus Jacob Imrani will be a good fight to watch. You know, maybe I'll get picked as a juror on this one.
Well, either way, you know what? It's good to see. And they're starting to pop up around here, too. I was, you know, at the gym and they got the news on and you hear the commercials. And one of them was, oh, have you been injured in a Uber or Lyft accident or something? And it's like, oh, God, not here now.
Yeah.
Of course, well, that's what
before. I know they have the deep pockets. That's why. And, you know, but Uber is actually trying to lower that now, not the liability part, but uninsured motorist part to 100,000 from, I don't know what it is. It's either 250 or 500,000 in a lot of states. In a lot of states, they don't even provide uninsured motorist coverage. So, but, you know, I think they had it. And now, if you guys say if they do or if they're successful, they're also pushing some legislation in California specifically. California and Florida are the two highest insurance rates in the country. So they're trying to pass legislation there as well. So do you think, Chris, do you think if they do pass legislation, there's caps on insurances and things like that? Do you think that savings is going to be reflected to the rider, or they're still going to charge that and then pocket the difference?
I don't know. I think they would probably try to bring the cost down overall when it comes down to it. I think if honestly, if they claim that all of that goes to commercial insurance, and let's pretend that it actually may, in this scenario, if you can say, oh, it's, you know, 45% of the fare and it now comes down to, you know, 15% of the fare, I think that you would see a drop off. You might see a little bit more in their take. But I think you're going to see the customer paying much less when it comes down to it. So
I agree. Yep. So that's what's happening. Gloves are off.
Well, it'll be an interesting case to follow. Absolutely. Especially if they're looking at that. And then, you know, depending on what goes on in discovery at that point, going into, you know, other law firms that may be doing that around different parts of the country, could open the door for something like that.
I mean, I've spoken to Uber about this extensively, and they said it's like a cottage industry, you know? People just create, you know, what they do is they put two passengers in your car or three in the back seat. The car that comes re-rents you is their guy, okay? The three injured ones are in the Uber ride and $1 million liability, right? So they go after it. And those are the types of accidents that Uber is saying they're setting up or fraudulently setting up. So we'll see.
What does that mean? What should you have? Make sure that you're covered.
Yeah, definitely.
You should make sure.
Dash cam, for sure. Yeah,
gap insurance and dash camera. And with that being said, guess what?
Next week, guess we have what? Something special coming for you.
No, we have something right now.
We do?
Because it just tied in with it. I'm going to announce that right now.
Oh, okay.
There's more.
Let's do it.
We have a dash cam for a giveaway right now. So if you want to win a Thinkware dash camera, enter hashtag SMTMC into the chat right now to be entered for your chance to get a dash camera. If you want more information on Thinkware or want to look at the different cameras they have, links can be in the description below. You can check that out. But we do have three. We're not giving away three right now. We're going to give away one right now, which means next week, if you didn't know, is August 5th. And guess what August 5th is? It's National Dash Cam Day. Yep. Yes, they actually have a dash cam day. And ironically enough,
hey man, it's okay. We have all kinds of days. I like National Dash Cam Day.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So yes, if you want a dash camera, make sure you're covered, especially when it comes to the fraud, because there is so much fraud and shit out there. So you want to make sure that you're covered because, if you catch these people, Fraud is a serious offense, and they will go after them to the full extent of the law. And, you know, it can save you a massive, massive headache when it comes to dealing with a lot of things. So still going to have a headache dealing with some stuff, but it won't necessarily be on you or he said, she said type thing. It'll be, absolutely, what did the video show? What's happening? And go from there.
So folks, if you're putting the hashtag SMTMC, please put it exactly the way Chris has it on the screen. Hashtag capital SMTMC, please.
Yeah, just to make sure you do get entered.
Yeah, otherwise you're not going to be entered. So hashtag capital SMTMC. Thank you.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go to our next topic, and then we will announce our winner after that. And you will have to provide Sergio with your address so he can pass that along. And then that way we can get your camera shipped out to you. Now, when it comes to the camera being shipped out, I don't know if they're going to ship them all out at the same time or if it's going to go week to week, because we are going to do this over a 3-week period, or maybe two next week. I'm not sure yet. So to the winner, just to be aware that the camera may go out sooner, or it may go out once all the cameras are done. I'm not sure yet. Yep. So. The only other thing is it has to be in the U.S. Sorry.
We haven't given anything away. Sorry,
the world, voidware prohibited, but only in the U.S. Is where this can be potentially. Okay. So, unfortunately, if you are the winner and you are not in the U.S., you can't claim that. Apologies. Okay. That's something through ThinkWare itself, not through us.
And only they just put it in once. Once you put it in, it doesn't matter if you put it in like 10 times, you're not going to get anything.
Yeah, you're only going to get
it. Put it in once because you save your typing. So,
yep. All right. But yeah, good to hear about that personal injury stuff because, yeah, unfortunately, I'm sure there's probably a good racket that they're getting into, especially with deep pockets and things like that when it comes to Uber and Lyft. Seeing if these companies are actually connected where, you know, they can bump up, oh yeah, you got this and this, when really reality you may not have any of it, and costing everybody money, unfortunately, in the end. Because that it's going to not just affect Uber's commercial insurance that we're all pissed off about, but it's also going to affect our own personal insurance that we're all pissed off about. It has a massive reach when it comes to these things because of the litigiousness of everything. And just to let you know, I heard a statistic, and I think it was last year or the year before. I can't remember specifically, but what I heard was that the payouts in these claims was 106% compared to what for the year compared to what they took in. So that means they have to raise rates in order to be able to pay these, because there's so many issues when it comes to liability, when it comes to even when it comes to like cars. You know, back a few years ago, it was much cheaper to replace parts. Today, it's much different because they have to put it to OEM spec. And a lot of these cars, like look at a truck when you're driving behind one next. Now they have the etching into the actual truck panel itself, which costs more money. So if they have to replace it, that costs more money. Instead of just having, you know, a plastic bumper or whatever it might be, you know, all of this stuff adds up and just screws everybody else over. So it's an unfortunate circumstance. But with that being said, let's move on. Let's talk about a feature that Lyft is rolling out called the favorite driver feature. And pretty interesting that they're rolling this out. We've been talking about this. Driver's been talking about it for a little while.
Plug for my blog article. This is my article that went out the day they announced it, which was last Thursday, is when the article went out. And please go check it out, www.therideshareguy.com. On the website, it's free. Newsletter is free, basically. All you have to do is just sign up and you'll get... I'm writing a lot more. I'm writing 4 or 5 articles a month now. So at least we'll keep in touch there if you guys are in the mood to read. And I thought I wrote like my best top 5 articles this past month, so I'll keep them coming. And Lyft introduced favorite driver. At the moment, it doesn't seem like it's on demand. It seems like it's mostly on scheduled trips, which is, I like scheduled trips, and I like this. I mean, I think, I like what Lyft is doing here, and you know, reserve trips are mostly going to, let's say, airports and things like that. And if you're close by, Lyft is going to show you the trip first. And especially if a rider has picked you as their favorite driver or preferred driver. So this has been something that the community has been asking for. I think this is an okay deal. I mean, you know, I know the naysayers will say something bad about it, but I think this is a spot on as far as, you know, the driver and Lyft is concerned. Why not hook you up with a rider that you enjoyed having, and why not hook the rider up with a driver they have enjoyed, you know, driving them?
Well,
I made
a video on this, and when I said, well, you know, you could have a passenger that really liked you, but you may not like them. Yeah. And so, you know, the one thing that you could do is if you see them coming in, you'd be like, no, sorry.
I think this is a good deal. I don't see a downside.
Overall, it's probably pretty good. Like you said, the naysayers are going to be like, blah, blah, blah. What's some excuse here? But the reality is, well, you just suck as a driver, and that's why you're not getting favorited.
Yeah. I mean, there aren't too many details in it. I'll find out from Lyft. The article is pretty detailed, whatever I got from them last minute. It was last minute. They sent it to me on a Wednesday. They said, oh, we're announcing this tomorrow, by the way. I go, man, we don't work like that. You got to give me this like a week ahead of time. But anyway, so a couple of questions that I had for them, like how many favorite drivers can a rider pick? Is it unlimited amount? Is it like, I don't know, right? And why is it not on demand, let's say, right? Maybe on demand will show up soon, at the moment you're ordering it.
I think it's more because they're testing it out to see how it would work when it comes to scheduled. And scheduled is probably a little bit easier because you could get a notification in your app that says, hey, a favorite or your driver, or I'm sorry, your passenger who favorited you requested a scheduled ride. Would you like to accept it? I think that's easier. But the problem is the reality when somebody's ordering an on-demand ride, the chance of that particular driver that's online and in that area when they're ordering is probably very minimal overall. But if they are, you know, they could try to potentially do that. So I don't know. I mean, in that aspect, it would be kind of difficult only because logistically the reality of that driver being near them is probably not going to be, unless they're like scheduling something off the books and trying to put it through the app or something.
No, I know, but I think this will work well. You know, let's say if people travel for business a lot, right? And early morning trip to an airport, and you got that driver, he was very professional or she was, clean car, you enjoyed it. And then, you know, next time, I mean, there are people who travel once, twice a week, Chris. And to me, it's like, I think it's perfect for that early morning trip specifically, that the driver can pick up, you know, probably they're living pretty close, within a few miles of each other. And so that would be, that would be, I think, the best way to look at this. Obviously, you know, there are benefits of this that I detailed in the article. I don't want to go into it line by line by line. I think this is definitely going to increase tips. If somebody tipped you once and picked you as a favorite driver, next time you're in their car, it's pretty damn well guaranteed that you're going to get a tip again, as long as your service is, you know, quality as it was the first time before they picked you as a favorite driver. And I'm expecting Uber to follow something like this. Actually, Uber, I think, did that, called preferred driver, and then they dropped it. So Lyft is undertaking it now. And you know, this is something drivers have been asking for, and we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yep. Yeah, so drivers, be on your best behavior. Maybe you'll be favorited and get some extra rides through that. Who knows?
The other thing you guys can do, you know, we've been talking about friends and family trips for a couple of weeks now, right? 3 weeks. Well, if somebody favorites you, there's your chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, how much are you spending on this app today?
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
well, you know, we could always do it off the books. Don't worry. I have my own commercial insurance and everything. Actually, there's this, there's this one group that I belong to for a local area, not Uber Lyft related. It's more for like business related type stuff. And there's somebody who continues to put in there, hey, ride with me, or I forget the person's name. We'll just say Jenna. Ride with Jenna. And essentially it's them giving their services for rides. And I just want to comment on them and say, hey, do you actually carry commercial insurance or anything? Just to see.
Yeah. Well,
that, because I highly doubt it.
We know the business, so that's why we would ask. But this is, by the way, a pilot in 3 cities at the moment, LA being one. So, you know, maybe I'll drive a little bit and somebody will pick me as their favorite driver, and then let's see how it goes. And if it's done well, or if it's accepted well, it's going to go nationwide. So I like it. I like this. Hopefully drivers will benefit from it.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, let's do our giveaway now. So while I'm pulling up, if anybody has not entered the giveaway, hashtag SMTMC in capital letters, just like it is at the bottom of the screen right now. Again, this is only for people who are during the live. I'm sure in the post to follow up, they're probably going to be like, oh, hashtag. No, sorry.
You're
not going to be able to.
In the comments, there'll be a bunch of hashtags.
To get in, you can right now, give me a second so I can pull up our thing. Why is that not? Oh, there we go. What the? Okay, there we go. I don't know why.
Drum roll.
All right. So with that being said, 53 entries. I see a Dara picture in there.
We will have more.
Winner, Fred. Fred Heron. Congrats, Fred. Congrats. So, Fred, what I want you to do now is I want you to email Sergio@therideshareguy.com with your address. Again, got to be U.S.-based. If you're not, please email him right now. He'll look. If for some particular reason you are outside the U.S. and we're not able to provide that to you, we'll have another drawing. But with that being said, Fred, if you're in the U.S., congrats. You got a dash cam coming your way very soon.
There
and again,
he is.
If you want to. Perfect. Awesome, Fred. And again, if you are interested in a dash camera, you know, we love Display Ride. We love Nexar. We love a couple of different cameras. And Thinkware is a camera that you can check out too. So link is going to be in the description below and you can check that out.
Yep. Congrats. Email me and then we'll get the process going.
All right. Now let's move on. Let's talk about Uber's product announcement recently, and that is women to women drivers and riders.
But you know what? You can't do that because it's against the it's sexual discrimination.
Well, you know, hey, actually, 64 Act Civil Rights does not specify anything about sexual relation, or I'm sorry, about sex. When it comes down to it, there are states though that do have it. California is one of those states that says you cannot discriminate based on sex. So I don't know how they're getting around this, because this is going to be happening in what, San Francisco and LA?
Yeah. Well,
Know how they're going to get that part. That part I do question.
I don't know either, but it was Uber. I'm sure Uber figured it out somehow. And you know, I actually texted Jeremy after this. And I said, look at you guys, right? So, you know, Lyft did this like a year ago. Remember? We talked about it.
Yeah.
You know, female to female and non-binary drivers, right? And I'm going like, so I go, it seems like now, and then Lyft did Lyft Silver, remember, for the older elderly folks, right? And then Uber followed with theirs. So I'm expecting Uber to do preferred driver now because Lyft has the favorite. So it seems like Lyft has taken the lead in product, you know, announcements and innovation. And Uber's just following along. So it used to be for 11 years.
You know what? Yeah, but here's the thing. It's because
they're a duopoly. Little tree, you know?
Well, it's because they're a duopoly. So Uber can just be like, we're thinking about piloting this. Why don't you guys try it out first? We'll see how it goes. If we like it, then we'll add it to our repertoire. But other than that, good luck.
Well, they're the same company. So it's like, okay. So, Uber is going to do a lot of them are about pretty similar. So Uber will let women drivers and riders request to avoid being paired with men starting next month. Now, we put a video on this one. I read the comments, and there were a lot of pissed off male drivers in this because they said, well, business is slow as it is. And by the way, when I drive, I don't know how the algo matches me with that, but literally 60% of the time, or maybe a little bit more, because I keep track of it, is female. I get female drive, female riders, 60 plus mm-hmm. percent of the time. So, okay. And Uber's launching a new feature in the U.S. that pairs women drivers and riders. Uber will pilot the program in L.A., San Francisco, and Detroit starting next month. And Uber's copying Lyft on this one. The new tool, which the platform will begin piloting next month, U.S. allows women passengers to match with women drivers when booking or pre-booking rides and create a preference in their app settings. And it's on the next screenshot is what the app looks like, what the rider app looks like. So it will look like this, and you will have to toggle that on if you're a rider and watching. And you will be matched with that. Now, with all this said, I think the male drivers have a point here, right? However, not to fear male drivers. Why? Because we know the numbers. The data says only about 20% of all drivers are female on the platforms. Now, as a rider, you can toggle that on and try to get matched with a female driver. And most female drivers, with the exception of Steph, here, don't work the drunk hours and the late hours, and most are part-time, and you know, so those numbers drop quite a bit. So I wouldn't worry too much about losing more business, like you guys worried about losing business of Waymo, and now all women, and by the way, over 50% of riders on the platform are female, the riders. So there's not enough supply. There's not enough female driver supply to, you know, to satisfy the demand that I see. So I wouldn't worry too much about women grabbing more trips than men and that kind of a thing. Yeah, so Uber is copying Lyft on this one.
Yep. Yeah, on it, I mean, that's the whole thing. Did it change anything for you as a male driver when you had Lyft, or are you still getting the same amount of ride requests coming in? Because they still have that feature. And yeah, as Sergio said, it's been going on for about a year or so now. So, you know, not much has changed when it comes down to it.
I don't think they have enough supply. I don't think they have enough supply of female drivers.
No, I think
when I go to LAX for the Big Ten, there's maybe 3 out of 100 drivers are women. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think this is a way for them to try to bring more women onto being drivers. So yeah. Then, you know, they feel more comfortable, because I know a lot of women who do food delivery that I've talked to, they say they don't want to do rideshare because they don't know who's getting in the car. But if it was like maybe women only, they'd consider it. So I think that's a way for them to kind of look at that and say, well, maybe we can bring on more female drivers and get
them on. Definitely. Yeah. I agree with that 100%. And we'll see where it goes. I mean, Lyft hasn't said much about it. They haven't canceled it, but it came with a fanfare about a year ago. And we haven't heard much about it. But when Uber does it, we'll see. We'll see how this is going to work out.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about car repos. Why are Uber and Lyft cars getting repoed? In fact, there was a video that just came out, about a week ago at this point. And yeah. I'm sure several of you have seen it. Maybe you haven't. If you haven't, Lucky Lopez is the channel. And it's why are so many Uber cars getting repossessed? There's a pretty good video breaking it down there. So I think it's only like 11 or 12 minutes or something, what I can remember.
Well, Lucky Lopez is not in the Uber Lyft business. He's in the he's a car broker, so he's in the car business. And but he did this because you guys will watch the video, I'm sure. But I had mixed feelings about this video because some points of it were valid and some I am not sure, but I haven't done thorough research on it because video dropped a couple of days ago, and I watched the whole thing, and there are parts of it that I agree with and there are parts of it that have been the same and I disagree with the video. But go watch it yourself, make up your own mind. Basically, he was at an auction you know, he's a car dealer, a broker. He was at an auction, and he was seeing a lot of banks offering cars that used to be X from X. He was talking to people, and he from X, well, not X, current Uber and Lyft drivers. And he said, how did they know that? Because it was way over miles, right? Miles were way over the what they should be for the age of the car. But his point is this now. He's contending that if you get a car, if you lease a car, or if you get a loan on a car, and if the bank finds out that you drive the car commercially, because they have had horrible experience in the past with these cars, coming back to them with 100,000 miles after a year and a half, they now supposedly, according to Lucky Lopez, are repossessing these cars before you put 100,000 miles on it and then trash it and then not pay your loan value. But I'm thinking, as long as the payment is current, I don't think they can do that. Now, he's saying that once the bank or the lien holder figures out that you're using the car for Uber and Lyft or for commercial purposes, they have the right to come and repo your car, regardless of you making the payments or not. And one point that's very important, if this is true, he was saying that once they take the car from you, they'll immediately put it in auction. Well, since you have 60, 80,000 miles in a year on the car, the value of the car has dropped, but you still have a note on the car, let's say of $20,000. But the car's value, because of high mileage, has dropped extensively and the car is only worth 10. They're going to ask for the 20 from you as opposed to the value of the car. They're going to sell the car for 10, the difference, they're going to still ask for the difference. So pay attention to this. And when you are signing, you know, the paperwork from a loan from the bank or a lease or whatever you're doing, I would make sure I would read that whole thing. I would read the small print. Now, I wouldn't directly go ask the bank or the loan officer or the car salesman that you're working with at a dealer, oh, I'm going to drive this for Uber and Lyft. You may not get anything right then and there, but
look at the paperwork, read the paperwork. If it says anything about rideshare, for hire, cars or whatever it might be, using commercial purpose, the car for commercial purposes, whatever it might be, when it comes down to it, read the fine print. If it's not in there, don't ask them about it, because that's giving fuel to the fire. Oh, you're going to use it then, because they're going to automatically assume that. Maybe they don't have a problem with it. Maybe they're fine with it. It doesn't matter. But yes, when it comes down, a lot of leases actually do have some stipulation in there. One, because of the mileage. So you already have a agreed upon amount of miles that you can drive, because what they do is they take into account the depreciation based on, you know, the amount that you're going to be driving. Anything over that, then you have to pay, you know, something predetermined amount. It might be like 12 cents a mile. It might be 45 cents a mile. It could be a lot of different things. So, yes, check that stuff out. If you are leasing a car, which I have no idea why the hell you would, because you're only allotted so many miles. And if you're doing this full time, you're going to go over that in 2 months. So I wouldn't even go near that. But when it comes down to signing loan agreements and things like that, check the stipulations in that completely, because that can have a massive impact, whether you can or not with that particular car or with that particular lender. It really comes down to it. So, read the fine print, see what it says. If it doesn't say anything about for hire vehicles, using it for commercial purposes, whatever it might be, then you should have pretty much the go ahead. You can always take it to a lawyer and have them take a look at it and see. Unfortunately, there are some stipulations that have been built into it that say you cannot use your car for these things. And potentially, they could actually repo it. So there are things that are built in where that part is true. When it comes down to, some of the other things, I'm sure he's probably done some interesting deep dive into it, being on the car side of things. But the other side of that, this is an opportunity, everybody. Instead of getting a car that is ridiculous when it comes to the price, go to your auction. get a previous Uber and Lyft vehicle and clean it up and do what you got to do. And you got a car that's probably much less than what you would have paid for when it comes to sticker price. So you could potentially go to an auction and get a car. If you're going to build your own fleet, you could potentially do that as well. There's a lot of different things that you could potentially do. So use it as an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I have broker friends who, you know, will charge you $500 and they can use it. Yeah, obviously, they'll go and buy any car you want from the auction. And there may be some decent cars in there. If this is truly happening, and there's a few hundred people here, has this happened to any of you? For example, you bought a car with a maximum five-year loan, and car was repossessed from you. If it is, email me, Sergio@therideshareguy.com. And this is pretty much, actually, I'm going to talk about this on my finance channel as well, but I thought I would mention this. U.S. auto loan delinquency rates keep on surging. Subprime auto loans, which most Uber and Lyft drivers probably are subprime, delinquency rates just crossed over 5% for the first time in history. Since 2022, the 60-day delinquency rate for subprime auto loans has more than doubled. Now, I'm also kind of thinking this has something to do with the administration's immigration policy, because if you're getting deported, and if you bought a car with subprime loans, what are you going to do? You can't put the car on the plane and take it to where you're going. Delinquency rates are now above the peak levels recorded in 2008 and 2020. Furthermore, prime auto loan 60-day delinquencies have risen to their highest in 14 years. So what does that say about the economy? I am not sure. Yeah, folks, if something like that happened to you, please email me, Sergio@therideshareguy.com. And please, while you're at it, go subscribe to my finance channel, because we talk about important stuff like this and the markets and trading and investing and finance. So that's that.
Yep. Yeah. Always read the fine print. Really comes down to it. And, you know, hopefully, one of the things though, that he says at the end, you know, if it's something that you do want to do, the best thing to do is get an LLC and put it under that as a business, you know, create your business and do things, that way, which yes, you can definitely do it that way. They're going to know that it's used for that purpose, but it's also part of the actual business that you are in. So it's a much different position. And then, you know, that can open the door for private rides and things like that, which I would always recommend doing it under an LLC, because you keep your personal assets away from business assets, and it's going to protect you in the event that you get into an accident, any issues like that, in injury, whatever it may be, lawsuits, all of that stuff. So that is one step. There's unfortunately a lot of crap that you have to deal with when you are trying to open up or do any type of business. So yes, unfortunately, if you don't know that, there's a lot of red tape and bureaucracy. So yeah.
Yep.
But when you get it done, it's done, and that's good. With that being said, let's talk Matt's Corner. And that is where he does not like that priority mode, and he's proven it. Matt, if you're here, you probably add some to the comments as well. I know I saw him earlier. But yeah, if you want to add some.
And then Matt and some other driver that we know was going at it on Twitter, because Matt was calling these drivers who do priority trips. Supposedly you get more pings, but then they're complete trash as opposed to being trash. So yeah, Matt goes,
they literally 100%. Tell you that we'll give you more rides, but we're going to pay you less, and you should make more because you're going to get more rides. But it's like, or you could just give me more rides and pay the same rate, because you're already dog shit water as it is, and I want to actually get paid.
Yeah, well, Matt said F that, and he went straight to work as he does. So, you know, part of the Twitter, you know, post was, and among my issues with the app offering this, which is priority trips, you hit the nail on the head, basically. So the earn priority mode hours you have to drive how they want you to drive, a violation of the basic tenets of IC work. That I'm not sure, but so first they got you to do what they want you to do, often in a way that is in direct opposition to your best interest. Then they reward you with more work because you're accepting less money. Of course, they're going to send more pings to drivers willing to undercut the market rate. diabolical. And Jeffrey, who's a friend of the channel, said exactly, driving how they want you to is designed to make them more often, ensuring you will make less. You will not make as much following the algo in most markets. That's a fact. Sooner you figured that out, better. Well, Matt had a right challenge, it looks like, because he stopped exactly at 50 trips. And at 124, he accepted 50, let go of 74. He got tipped on 12, which is 25% hit rate, which is pretty good. His online hours, this he's in Boston, by the way. He is the sniper of snipers in Boston. He was online for 18 hours, and he was active for 13, so pretty decent without having priority mode. I mean, that's about, what, 75%, right? 75% utilization rate. His booked miles, active miles, meaning P2, P3 on the way to the passenger and with the passenger in the car, were only 265 for a grand total of 659. As usual, Matt killed it. He kills it. He just drives when he, the way he drives, amazing. So $50.71 an hour over 50 rides without using the predatory priority mode feature. I'll gladly put my numbers up against those suckers willingly taking less by driving priority mode in Boston this week. And another driver who has a YouTube channel, you know, took offense to that, and they were going back and forth a little bit because he said you called the driver a sucker. Well, what is he supposed to call him? If you pick priority mode and you're willing to accept trips for 15% less than what Matt is doing, why would anybody do that? But I guess desperados are out there and they'll do it. And Matt, my hat's off to you as usual in your Matt's corner. You absolutely killed it, sir.
Mm-hmm. Not too shabby. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about how bad of a driver you could be that the passenger wanted to give you -3 stars. That's right, -3 stars. I don't know why you wouldn't just say -5, but okay.
Well, -3 stars. Woman orders Uber and Tesla picks her up. She can't believe what the owner, the driver, basically told her to do while in the car. And I'm like, well, we got to talk about this. So please don't do this, folks. Don't. Okay. I mean, we're going to next topic. We're going to have you come on and do some, you know, talk about that. But she goes, I ordered an Uber. A Tesla showed up. Okay. Big effing deal. Yeah. What's the big deal? And she pens, he made me put my purse on the ground because he's trying to make the seats last longer. Now, that is the most boneheaded bullshit I've ever heard.
Ever. I've never heard that before in my life.
I say that to the dog, you know, if there's a dog, put him in the wheel well or some shit. A purse? I don't know. Footage of Kinza's clip indeed does a bag resting on the floor on the Tesla's backseat area. And she did it. Why did you comply? Say, hey, man, it's a purse. By the way, driver, her butt is probably going to damage your seat more than the purse. Unless, look, I get it. Sometimes, you know, people... You know, they have those carry-ons and things. If they're lazy, they don't want to open your trunk and put it in there. They'll just, like, slide it across or some shit. I get that. I never would allow that to happen either. But if this is like a female handbag or a purse, I'm not sure. That guy deserves -3 stars. She goes on to state, I asked him to turn up the AC. It's a Tesla. He turned up by 1 degree, and how he's asking me, for directions because his car navigation system doesn't work. What kind of goddamn Tesla is this? Kinza said in the caption, is there a way you can make sure Tesla owner never picks you up again? Honey, you are in the wrong car with the wrong driver. Go get in Matt's car. Uh-huh. He'll drive a Tesla. I bet you he'll give you a magic carpet ride over there.
Or Zach's car.
As her clips progresses, Kinza records her driver. There's a video on this. Whose infotainment screen is on, but doesn't appear to be engaged in turn-by-turn navigation. This guy is a number, bro. I don't know. I don't think he should be on the platform. You know what I mean? So following this, she flips the camera orientation to reveal a close-up of her face as her video comes to a close.
First of all, I want to see actual video of this, so I need to watch the particular video.
Well, watch it. There's a video of it.
When it comes to the infotainment, yeah. I don't know about this, but does your infotainment show necessarily Uber or Lyft, or do you have it hooked up to Uber and Lyft for them to have turn by turn on the infotainment, or do you use your phone?
They're glitchy.
They're glitchy. I mean, yeah. you can use Uber and Lyft on Apple and Android car devices, but the problem is how many people do? And so if that means that it's not on the infotainment screen, including a Tesla, it's probably because it's on the phone. But what if you're in a dead space? And I'm giving them a lot of credit here, but if you're in a dead space and you don't have proper service and you're not necessarily knowing where you are, I can understand that aspect. But the reality comes down to is this looks like it probably was in a city. And
I mean, look, don't do it. If you're a driver like that, if you're having a bad day, just turn it off, go home, do something else. Because, you know,
I think she's also making it much worse than what it really was.
I am sure she's embellishing the story a little bit, but there's a video attached to the story, and the video she recorded in the car. And I'm like, look, you take it with a grain of salt, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She may be recording it, but she also may have the entitlement attitude that says, "I blah, blah, blah," whatever it might be. I don't want to put words in her mouth. So either way, I think both could be at fault here. But, you know, the problem is I don't know exactly what happened. I have to watch a particular video. I want to see the whole thing, the whole interaction, especially this purse thing, because that I don't understand in any way.
I get it. Look, all I know is that, look, as much as you guys may hate the companies, it's not the rider's fault. Rider's just in the car trying to get a point A to point B trip. That's it. That's all they're trying to do. Now, there are some qualified a-holes on the platform as riders. Plenty of them, okay? Plenty. Then you guys can do whatever the heck you want. But most of the time, give good service. You know, say good morning, say good evening, say have a good day, whatever it is, man. It's not that hard. So, and you know, I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Either way, let's go over a couple of super chats. Thanks for the $20 super chat. Appreciate that. Do you know what Rides is doing around the country here in Vegas? We know they are pending approval and drivers want them to take over the city. Both drivers and riders despise Uber and Lyft's. We want them gone. Well,
okay. Funny enough, you should ask. I spoke to Steve actually a couple of weeks ago, the CEO of Ride. They are waiting for a brand new UI on the app, rider and driver. It's supposed to be coming shortly. So their expansion plans have been put on hold, but they're about in 20 cities already as it is. And if they said they were coming to Vegas, then they're probably waiting for the new app to show up. And that's the latest I know from Rides.
Well, you may have talked to Steve, but we also have a driver who drives on the platform, Joe, in Minneapolis. And he's got a video coming out on Saturday talking about what's going on with Rides, because the last video he made with them was about a year ago, almost to the date, actually. So yes, he's going to be giving an update on that. So make sure you stay tuned for the video coming out on Saturday.
I talked to Joe as well.
Thank you for the super chat. Sergio and Chris are going to be preferred drivers for the hotties. Hey.
Yeah. Well, watch Zach's video coming up. You know.
Fred, thanks for becoming a member.
Hope you're doing well.
All right, so SB Rides, you want to ask what my favorite camera is. So I've had the Vantru N2 Pro, I had the Vantru N4, and then I had the Vantru N5 Pro, and now I have the Nexar Beam 2, or Beam 2 Mini. I like the Beam 2 Mini because it is to the cloud, and it's simple. Pretty much any camera is going to be really great. I like Vantru, I like DisplayRide, what they have there. I like Nexar. It just depends on what your needs are specifically. As long as you have something that's forward-facing, interior-facing, and if you're lucky, get something that's in the back, out the trunk as well, too, or out the back. That's just more coverage for you. And as long as you have IR or at night, if you record at night, Or even if you don't really necessarily drive at night, but when winter starts coming and the days get a little bit shorter, whether you're out in the morning or at evening time and it's already dark, you want to make sure that that camera is recording everything and being able to see. So yeah, it just depends on what you want, whether you want it to have backup to the cloud, or if you want to, you know, be in control of the SD card itself. Again, it's going to be up to you.
Yep. So,
Red, I'm that guy doing the Uber. Don't let them find out.
Well, I mean, look, you know, you can do it on a lease and you're going to have a residual value that's three times the size of the value of your car. So do you have the money to give the pay the residual and buy the car at the end of the lease? Who knows?
Hopefully.
I don't know.
Fred, thanks for the super chat. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
Enjoy the camera. And then Roulette, first may have had metal parts on them. That is true. That is true, but I'm sure whatever she was wearing probably would have been a little bit of a problem too. Mm-hmm. So,
anyway, so
and a purse is only going to be what, maybe 5 pounds at the most.
Okay, so this is the part you guys have 18 minutes to come on and join the show, because I don't think. Look, I think Joe's probably the best contributor on the Rideshare Guy. He does short videos to the point, not effing around. And this video came out, did extremely well. And he listed it. 20 things. I wish I could. And Chris, I told you, I sent it to Uber and Lyft, the video. Uh-huh. They both watched it because I got a response kind of detailing the stuff that Joe was saying in the video. So we'll see. So 20 things I wish I could say to my riders, but don't. I don't think Joe missed anything. If anything, that was a little overkill. So, but go watch the video. It's a 5-minute video.
But I sent the link. So if you guys want to hop on and talk about what you would like to say, but in the time we're waiting for you guys to come on, we'll go over a couple right now. Make sure you check out the video, though.
Unless you want to go on 20, I don't think you should go on 20. So take your
pick. No. We're just going to do a few of them. So, so 20 things he wish you could say. You know, one of the topics he was talking about was, if you weren't totally ready, why'd you request the ride? So how many times have you had that happen where you get the ride request? It might be a few minutes away, and then you get there. Oh, we'll be out in a minute. Oh, you're here so fast. Whatever excuse they have that they're not ready to come out. Oh, well, I don't know why you're here already. We ordered it for in 15 minutes. Okay, well, then you're going to have to reorder the ride because I ain't fucking sitting here for 15 more minutes. Like those types of things. So if you want to talk about what you like, but yes, that's something that probably drives a lot of people very angry.
I mean, in this list, like at least half of them hit me the right way. The other ones, I go, yeah, I could do with it without it. For sure, you know, this is you guys should take a look at this.
The other thing too is, you know, why would you make me wait 5 minutes on a busy street with no parking?
That's
the biggest thing.
Okay, I was at lunch with Harry on Friday and we talked about this, and I think I'm gonna do an article about this. So folks, Waymo, which is in LA and every other city that we know of now, if they're in a busy area, they will only wait 2 minutes, two, for you, and they'll take off, the Waymos. And if they're able to park and wait, 5 minutes is the counter. 5 minutes and 1 second, Waymo's gone. Now, why do human drivers have to wait 7 to 10 minutes in double parked and all kinds of bullshit? Uber, Lyft, you should learn from Waymo. Why don't we just apply the same rules to human-driven cars? What's the difference? Give us 2 minutes. If we're in a double park, busy area, get ticketed, this and that, we're out of here without any penalties. And 5 minutes on regular trips as opposed to 7 to 10 minutes, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think they could learn something from Waymo, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. So the list is the list. And we have Daniel. Is that the Daniel I know?
Maybe, but... another one he says is, it's 85 out, my AC is on. No, I don't want you to open your window. That drives me insane. Now, if I'm picking you up from the bar and you're feeling a little, crazy. We'll open the window. I don't care at that point, because I'd rather you not be throwing up in my car than any other thing. I'll hand him a puke bag on top of that. But yeah, that's something. It's like, don't just roll down the window and be an asshole.
That's why I ask my riders. I go, would you prefer fresh air or would you prefer air conditioning? And I give him the choice, because I don't want to blast the air and then he or she goes, oh, can I put the window down? I'm like, I'm just wasting gas here. But Joe, this list is amazing. Please go check out the video. You guys will enjoy it. It's short, sweet, and to the point.
And the last one I like, that he said, you're the one that's late. You're the one that made me wait the 5 minutes when I already arrived. I am not speeding for you to get to your destination quicker. That one's on you. That's good.
Yeah, I agree.
So those are a few there. If you want to check out the full video when it comes to it, we've got the link in the description, so you can go watch that right after this is over, or go on the channel page and watch the video. Joe did a great video on that, and I can't wait to see what other people have to say. So let's bring Daniel on. I'm also going to put the link in again as well, so if people want to come on and bitch and complain about what they'd love to say to the riders, but maybe they don't. Maybe they do. Maybe you do. Maybe you said something that you got into it with them a little bit. And, what happened? Let us know. So it could be a pretty interesting conversation. But we want to know some of the crazy stuff that you guys want to say but don't or have. Whatever you want to know. Whoa. Okay. He went bye-bye. Daniel.
He came and he left. Grab the link, folks. This is your chance. Grab the link, show up.
Yeah, the other thing that he touched on was when you have your phone on full blast and it's the most annoying and obnoxious crap that I don't want to listen to.
So what is top of your list? What is top of your list? My top of the list is
waiting.
They're in the car, they are FaceTiming someone, screaming their lungs out, talking back and forth.
That's my
number one. The everything else, I'll kind of go with the flow. You know, the ones I love are the ones that get in, they have the earbuds on, right? They go like, oh
yeah, and then they're talking
quiet, let's go. But the ones that come in looking at it and screaming,
the worst is when they have their music on, or watching a video or listening to a podcast, whatever it might be, that's so obnoxious and annoying. Yeah. Like the conversation, I don't care as much about, because at least on a FaceTime, because you can hear the conversation on both ends and it is what it is. So then that way, if they're trying to talk to you, you know they're talking to you. But if they have the phone up and you can't hear that side, and then it sounds like, oh, maybe they're talking to you, but they're really talking on the phone. Sometimes I'll actually talk back to them while they're on the phone. And some of them are taking it back. Like, what? What are you?
What?
I'm like, oh, hey, you're asking me? I'm just going to answer too. He's like, I'm on the phone. Yeah, I know you're on the phone. I'm fucking with you.
But you can
tell. But again, that's if you're going to do something like that, read the room. Because you can tell who, as a passenger, is actually going to get a laugh out of that and think it's funny, versus somebody who is going to be pissed off and a pain in the ass, and you just don't want that to deal with that. Read the room.
It's going to be now. How about now? Hocus pocus. Hocus freaking pocus. How about that? There you go.
Hocus pocus.
Yeah, hocus freaking pocus. Where's Daniel? He's coming, he's going, he's coming, he's going. Anybody else? Grab the link. Look, you guys now down to 10 minutes.
Nobody else wants to say what they don't like about when it comes to
the passengers. Yeah, irritates them, what riders do, what do you want to tell the rider that you will not, in fear of them dropping the one star on you, or as Matt would say, he'll drop the deuce on you. So yeah, come on, man. There we go.
You know, the other thing is the pickup address. Oh, I meant to put it here, and then it's like 12 minutes down the road. I'm like, you're gonna have to order a different ride. Sorry, I'm not driving all the way just to pick you up.
Well, that's all right, Daniel. Let's give you a shot, Daniel.
Or to we'll bring Daniel in just a second, or to go one past that, when you are in a surge zone and they go for the ride out, and this was before Sticky Surge, but where they would have the, they would put the pickup just outside the surge zone because they had the maps, and like passenger could do that where they had the map and they could say, oh, we'll put the, and then they call you up and they say, oh, you know, it's screwed up. I'm supposed to get picked up here. And it's literally in the middle of the bleeding red. That's like a $28, or in this case, it was like 2.8 or 3x or whatever it might've been at the time. That's another thing that was a real pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. So let's see. Daniel, you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are we doing?
All right. Good. What do you want to see your passenger?
Working on a car.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Go ahead.
Well, at least you're working.
Okay, I had customer. Same thing you said. They order a ride. Go pick them up. They were at the drop-off location, and they were going to where.
Oh, come on. I want to know what it was.
Close, but not cigar. We didn't finish. Okay, let's go to the
Daniel,
next one.
I don't know if you got to take it off of a Wi-Fi, if you're there, but take it off Wi-Fi and just connect to the network or something, because it seems like maybe you're in and out of Wi-Fi working on your car right there. So it could be causing that problem there. But with that being said, let's go to Cree. Cree, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Tell me what you want to tell your passengers, but you don't, because you might get a like one star, or they might call Uber and say it was bad.
Well, the top of the list for me is driving 10 minutes to pick them up. And then when you get there, you have to wait 5 minutes. And at 4.55, they said on the way. And then when they get in the car, I want to say, now I've already drove 10 minutes to get you. Why weren't you ready when I got here? Like I've been here driving for 10 minutes. You should be ready when I get here. And then when I get there at 4:55, you want to text me and tell me I'm on my way. And I've been sitting out there for 5 minutes. So that's 15 minutes I had to wait on you.
And you're not getting paid for those 15 minutes, obviously. And you know, the riders don't know that either. But I am actually working on something with Lyft, Chris, that may solve this problem. And if it happens, I think it's a great idea. They're listening to it. They don't know how to do it, but they're listening to it. So what city are you in? And are you on both platforms? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm in Atlanta. I'm only on one platform. I'm on Lyft. I don't do Uber. I tried it a couple of times, but the pickups were too long, and I only do it part-time on my way home from work. So I do it from maybe from like 3:30 to maybe 5:30 or maybe 6 o'clock. Just depends on how things are rolling. But I don't do it no later than 7 o'clock, and I'm in Atlanta.
Okay, so you have a W-2, but you're just doing this as a little side hustle.
Yes, I have a W-2.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on. We would have loved to see your face, but I guess you chose not to.
you wouldn't want to see my face right now. It's not a good look.
But we do appreciate that. And yeah, I honestly think that might be one of the biggest gripes most people do have as drivers. Yeah. You know, you order the ride, the pickup is X amount of minutes away, and we still got to wait when we get there. So I feel you 100% on that.
I'll be right down. Usually I'll be right down means it's an extra five for sure.
Yeah.
We'll be right down. I'm like, okay, sure.
Yeah, you'll be right down when you're here, you see my tailpipes, because that's I've done that a couple of times, Chris. You know, I'm so ticked off that I know my cancel clock is on, right? It's on X. I can cancel any time, but I'll still wait. But I know I'm going to cancel and show him or her my tailpipes. They'll be like, right out of the building and cancel and go. And they'll be looking at me like,
you're prepping. You're like, you got the finger on, you're watching the door.
Yeah, I'm watching her, you know, or him just come towards the car, click.
And then I'll just hit the call button and hang up real quick, cancel and drive off.
Yeah, man.
There you go. Yeah.
They need to learn their lesson.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on.
Okay,
right,
you're welcome, guys.
Sharing.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's see if we can get this going. Daniel, how you doing?
Okay, better. Sorry, I had a connection issue. Talking about that rider that they were going to Jersey City. They were the ride was going to Jersey City from Plainfield, and the pickup to Jersey City for the pickup. They ordered the pickup from Plainfield, and I went to the they were like, "Oh, it's in the wrong spot." So I was like, "Okay, you got to change it." And then they canceled it. Did not get my cancellation rate. And that was it. You guys are still there?
Yeah, we're here, but you're in and out. But
we got the gist where
you guys are frozen.
Wrong pickup spot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's annoying. And then
I did not get a cancellation fee. Yeah. I just logged out and went home.
Yeah.
Well,
some days,
you know, we got cherry pickers for the drivers.
Yeah. Some days you got to turn the app off and go home because the karma is not there. You don't want to push your luck. So you get in some crash or some shit. You know, it's like, yeah. Okay. Well, good to see you, Daniel. Be safe out there, please.
I got one more question. You know, we got.
I wish we could hear it.
You froze up there, Daniel.
All right,
Dan. Sorry, we can't hear you. Connection issue. I think you're connected to the Wi-Fi. If you're outside, you're real spotty when it comes to the Wi-Fi, and it drops it. So, like I say, if you could go to the network, that'll probably be a little easier for you. But yeah, other than that, or put it in the chat, and we can try doing that. I drive XL. When they order a stand ride, they try to fill all six seats. I absolutely hate it when they try to lie about that and they say they ordered an XL.
Yeah.
Well,
yes. Oh, you mean you drive an X and then they is that what you're saying? I don't know.
Because XL well, it, no, seats, it happens. Right? No, it happens on XL all the time.
Oh, really?
You know how many
they have
times?
More than six people?
Oh, God, yeah. You know how many times that. It actually happens more on XL that I've noticed than X.
Really?
Yeah. Or they try to get like seven or eight people in, and it's like, nope, sorry. You only can take six. Oh,
all right,
you got
people.
Seven seats. I don't give a shit.
Okay. Well, he says, newer driver, don't mind joining live. Well
come on. Here, let me put the link on for you.
You got 2 minutes. Grab the link right there. Right there.
I didn't hold on. I don't know why that only did part. Give me a second.
You got 2 minutes, sir. 1 minute, 2 minutes. Well, I'll give you 3 minutes. There you go.
All right. There we go. Got the link. Put the link out there. Come on the show. Let us know what you've got to say.
Yeah. So please go read the Lefavorite Driver article. This month I had some banger articles, bangers, serious bangers. And go read it. There's 4 or 5 more coming this month. Free subscription to the newsletter. Free. All right. Who was that? Not Daniel. Who wanted to come on? New driver?
Yeah.
This is always new drivers.
A newer driver already got complaints. What do you got? We want to hear. the other thing that kind of drives Robert. Me insane is backseat drivers who tell you the route to take. And it's like, listen.
Oh.
I know where I'm going, and I'll probably know a route that you have no idea about, and I'll get you there faster. So shut the fuck up.
You know.
That's what I want to say to everybody.
On short trips, I get that a lot. They think they know the shortcut. You don't know better than Google Maps or Waze, sir, madam. Mm-hmm. and I will oblige. I will take their route. But at the end, I will let them know, oh, we got here like 2 minutes later. Then
you know what? Google Maps, when I was in LA and we were driving on the highway and in traffic, Google Maps told us a great little thing to do in order to avoid some of the traffic. And it worked pretty damn good. Bus that was in front of us did the same exact thing.
You don't know how many times I've questioned Google Maps? I don't do it anymore. I go like, no, what am I doing? They know everything. They know my underwear.
All right.
Is it Uber?
We got Uber to Uber. What's going on?
What's up?
Hello. How you doing, guys?
Good.
How's it going?
What city are you in?
I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, it must be hotter than balls there, man.
It is, and my AC has gone out right now.
Oh shit! Oh.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a part that's coming in tomorrow.
All right. Well, how can we help you?
So, I just have a couple of gripes. Basically, it was just like a lot of the longer rides that I've been doing.
Yeah.
I've only been doing this for a couple months now.
Okay.
And I really enjoy this job. It's kind of a cool thing. You get to pick when you work, and it allows you time to do other projects.
Yeah.
But the longer rides are not paying. Could be the rides that pay. But the rides that are paying are the ones that are like 10 minutes away, you know?
Well,
if I get a ride that's, say, 60 miles one way, they're giving me like $30.
Yeah.
And Uber's taking the rest of it.
Yeah. Well, decline and recline, because that's bad for your car's health, bad for your mental health, and that bad for your financial health. So don't do those. And do you have the app? Do you have an Android or an iPhone?
I have iPhone.
iPhone. Okay. Too bad, because I was going to say download GigU. It'll cherry pick for you, actually. Do you do this full time, or are you just a summer thing, or what is it?
Yeah. So I kind of have the ability to be able to do this full time right now, and I'm enjoying it. I'm not really too worried about making millions right now. I got some projects going on doing other things, but I do like the job. Like, I like being able to do this. It gets me out of the house, and I make so many connections with people when I am doing this right now. I meet a lot of people.
Yeah. And then what's the second gripe?
What's that?
What's the other gripe?
Second gripe is, you guys were talking about how an Uber XL, somebody gets into your car, say there's like seven people getting into your car, and you're like, okay, I don't want that many people in my car. Like, you're carpooling. I think they should all be charged. Each person that's getting into your car should be charged to get into your car. You got five people in your car. So a lot of times I'll have like four or five people packing into my five person car, and it's wear and tear on my car. It's more gas that I'm using because we're adding 600-700 pounds of people in there. And I just would rather not take that many people. I'd rather be able to choose to decline the ride. You know what I mean?
Do you drive X or XL?
Uber X.
X. Okay. I will highly, highly, highly recommend, even if they paid you a little bit cash on the side, do not put more people in your car than you have seatbelts for.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you do that, Uber insurance during P3 when the passenger in the car is null and void, they're not going to cover you. It's going to be on you. So please don't do that. Now, four people, I get it.
They tried to pack people in, but a lot of times I'm like, this is just too many people. I can't accept this ride. I've had it happen at the airport where they're trying to pack in luggage. I drive an Audi, and it's not a big car. And so they'll try to pack in luggage and people, and I just don't have the room. I'm sorry, I'd have to decline the ride.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so how you like it so far? You're off season, you know. Give it a chance when weather gets a little cooler, and you'll have more fun doing
that. So the shorter rides is where I'm seeing that you get closer to that dollar per mile mark. Because that's kind of what I've been looking for, is the dollar per mile. If it's not paying.
Don't be stuck on that. Don't be stuck on that dollar per mile, because you have to know your cost per mile. Do you know your cost per mile expenses? You should know that. Once you figure that out, then even dollar per mile for an Audi may not be enough, to be honest with you. But, figure that out. We'll have some good stuff on our channel to explain to you how to figure out your cost per mile. It's not that difficult. Once you know that, then you could be more picky.
I do pretty good. My gas mileage is pretty good.
It's not just gas. You got wear and tear. You're driving a foreign expensive car. You got depreciation. You got all kinds of things. So you should figure that out. But enjoy it, man. I'm glad. I'm glad somebody positive came on and didn't say, I hate this job.
The reality is most people enjoy what they're doing. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it. And there's a lot of shady stuff that they've done. Well, there's a lot of shady stuff that they've done throughout the years, and it's really pissed off a lot of people. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's definitely one of those things that, if you can make it work for you, then, you know, you're going to be good, happy. So,
you're not going to be a millionaire doing this. But what you do is that You know, if you're doing it as a side hustle, if you're enjoying what you're doing, have a great attitude. It will reflect on the, you know, on the writers, and they'll tip you more, you know, all kinds of things, because you're in the service industry, like it or not, and enjoy it. And, you know, a lot of drivers here, veterans, will call you. You're in the honeymoon phase now. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll have you 6 months from now. Let's see how jaded you are.
Every single ride that I do, if I were to show you my receipts, I get tips on almost every single ride that I do. I offer just a nice, clean car. My car is nice. It's clean. I don't really do a lot of fuss and muss. Like, it's just get you there to your place where you're going. And
yeah, we didn't get that part, but okay.
All right, yeah, you have with the speaker, but we heard a little bit where you got. Yeah, you said you get a nice car and some of the receipts and that. So, thanks for coming on. Yeah, join soon when we have another driver's corner. Let us know how things are going and all that good stuff. But yeah, have a great time. And yeah, regarding the long pay ride or the short rides versus longer rides, it's called rate rebalancing. And it's something that they did with Upfront Fares. And so basically what it does is the shorter rides are supposed to pay a little bit more. Well, the longer rides will pay a little bit less. So sometimes longer rides aren't necessarily going to be worth it for you. It's just a matter of, as Sergio said, to know your costs and see if it's going to be something that's profitable to you versus not. It's a pain in the ass why they do that. I don't know. It should just be like flat.
I'm not going to say that I'm one of those people who says, hey, let's go off out, but whatever. And another thing is I do not do any Uber Eats. I do not do any Uber.
You know, he sounds like those old ladies with a they've smoked for like 6 years.
Something's going on with the bike, but yeah, you're not doing Uber Eats.
Come back next week when you have a better connection.
Yep. Anyway. All right, thanks.
All right. Take care, man. Be safe now. All right. And we're done.
Oh, yeah. All right.
All right, partner.
Yeah. Make sure you go check out Joe's video, though, if you haven't already. Put your comments in what you find gripes you the most, because it's always fun to see what other people have to say.
Yeah. Definitely. Bring him back 6 months if he's still around in 6 months. Anyway, all right. So should we announce that you're not going to be here next week, or what's happening?
Well, I think we just did. So yeah, I'm not going to be here next week.
Yeah, Chris is on vacation. So I'm going to do it. So take it easy on the old Surge. I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to take one for the team. We're going to have a guest. We'll announce that shortly. We may even have a giveaway. It's on National Dash Cam Day. It's appropriate for our guests, right?
I already said there was going to be one, so yeah. You're going to do it.
Oh, I'm going to give away. I don't know how to do that thing. Maybe I wait until you get back.
Don't worry. I'll tell you.
Okay.
It's very simple and easy.
So come back next week. It's not going to be as long as this one, but what's going to be is that maybe I'll do like a Q&A kind of a thing after the guest has come and left. And and Chris will be back in a couple of weeks. And again, reminder, we need to do some behind the wheels. Can you guys email me, Sergio@therideshareguy.com? We'll put you on. We'll do it behind the wheel. And, we need to have... I need to stay like 2-3 ahead on these behind the wheels. There we go. Right there. Come join me. Thursday should be a banger because Zach is good, bro. He loves it. He loves rideshare.
I go like... You know, it's funny because when I was talking to him a little while ago, like as Washington was just putting the rates into effect, I'm like, dude, you should really be driving. He's like, I'm delivering. I'm like, dude, yeah,
2 years later,
you listen and make it happen. Yeah, but think about it. That 2 years that you could have been driving and you made the money at that point compared to what you would have made. So, you know.
Well, you know, better late than never, my man. So.
Anyway. Truth.
Yeah. All right, folks.
All right.
Be safe. Much love. Stay healthy. Don't worry about Uber and Lyft. Just worry about yourself.
Yep. And stop accepting $3, $4, $5 rides everywhere.
Decline and recline.
Have a good one. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Well, Sergio.